Good afternoon, and welcome to Lucky Episode Number 13 of the Life Science Rush Hour with Matt Corcoran. Hope everyone's having a great day today. Just a short little podcast here, quick update on what's happening in the world of biotech, pharma, and med device. I'm not really going to touch on the Biogen news. It's been all over the place. I think overall it was a little underwhelming based on the market response. Which is a real shame. Obviously, Alzheimer's is a tragic disease or epidemic, whatever you want to call it, and it's a challenge. So one might see, hey, that maybe this is a step back or not progress, but if you can slowly eliminate, hey, what's going to work, what's not, not to say this won't work, but obviously it's not a blockbuster. It's a pretty fine group that it might help. Or a pretty well-defined group that might help. So hopefully, as they go into phase three, which I'm assuming they're going to do, it shows some better promise and can affect a larger group of people, all for the positive. So kudos to them because, you know, success, failure, either way, it's progress. And that's one way you have to look at it. The other news that was kind of buried was Sarepta was placed on clinical hold yesterday for one of their clinical trials. Now, it sounds like it's not really going to have any material effect on timing or anything along those lines. What was interesting, though, it was due to, you know, basically a defective product within the manufacturers from one of their manufacturers. So they outsourced it, and it was not correct. It wasn't up to the standards they had. Now, if that had been a commercial product, there's actually a way that you could ensure that. So you can purchase what's called non-damaged business income. And what that means in simplest terms is if your manufacturer, your supplier is shut down, either voluntarily or by the FDA, in this case, it seems like it was a voluntarily shut down, the production of it, and you suffer a business income loss, so a loss of, you know, revenue, you can insure that. Who's it appropriate for? You know, if you're Pfizer or Merck, it's probably not appropriate. But if you're if you have a single product, you have limited cash flow, it's probably worth exploring. The surprising thing is that so few people actually look at it or even discuss it or even know it's available. And who to blame? It's probably people in my position, the brokers, because we don't know enough about it, you know, and if you don't know a lot, you don't discuss it, which is a shame because when I look at the risks for companies, especially, you know, those companies that have one or two products, that cash flow impediment or stoppage can be devastating to one of those companies. And it's going to be a short tail event, meaning, hey, it shut down, no cash flow. We have X amount in, you know, inventory, 3 months. I don't know if it's enough. A, your stock price will crater. And then B, your cash flow might dry up depending on how long it takes. So why it's not discussed when it's probably one of the most crucial coverages that you can have as an early stage company or early stage commercialized company is beyond me. I would love to talk to you about it. You can reach out to me any way you want. I'm on the internet, matt@mattcork.com. You can follow me on my blog, mattcork.com. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook, you know, mattcorcoran.com. Any way you want to reach me, happy to talk to you about it. Hope everyone has a great Thursday evening, and we'll catch you soon. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.